Arabella and Georgiana Park Robinson were heading north. After 2 months of exploring all that southern Cyprus had to offer, the colonel's wife and daughter were following the well-trodden path into the northern half of the island. Arabella was certainly enjoying all that Cyprus had to offer. As a senior officer's wife, she had no shortage of money to spend, and she'd found that since the island's economy had gone down the toilet, her euros stretched even further. Now that her beloved daughter was back from university, she had booked a few days away in the Turkish-controlled north. The beaches were supposed to be out of this world, and everything was even cheaper. She was a 39-year-old woman who looked at least 5 years younger. Slim, blonde, and attractive, she had the haughty, well-bred look about her that made some men go weak at the knees. Unfortunately, her husband wasn't one of them. Whenever she saw the colonel, he was busy tinkering with his cars or golf clubs. She kept herself busy with the Cyprus social scene and tried to ignore the itch between her legs. Georgiana had her mother's good looks, but was physically far more like her father. 5'2", she had a classic hourglass figure, an enormous pair of breasts, which her 19-year-old muscles still managed to keep pointing upwards, also made men of all ages drool. Her cut-glass accent was a carbon copy of her mother's, although her time at university had made her vocabulary a little choicer. Catching up on the journey up to the border, the time flew by, and in no time at all they were pulling up to the border post. Still chatting, they grabbed their handbags and reported to the police checkpoint to buy their visas. "Damn," said Georgiana, fumbling in her big sack. "I've left my passport in the house." The fat police sergeant behind the desk looked up. "You are not travelling without papers?" he asked, in passable English. "Oh, it's okay," said Arabella. "We can drive back and get it." The big man came around to the desk and opened the door. "You will wait here," he said, hustling them into an interview room and taking their handbags off the shocked women as they passed him. The women were left to sweat for about 2 hours. There was no air conditioning or water in the room, and it was stifling. All they could do was sit on the uncomfortable wooden chairs at the small table and wait. Arabella consoled her daughter. "Don't worry, darling. I'll phone Daddy as soon as I get my mobile back, and he'll sort it out." Eventually, the door to the small room burst open, and the fat sergeant walked in with a tall, older man and 2 other young policemen. Arabella was ready for him and jumped to her feet. "What is the meaning of this?" she exploded. "Do you realise who we are? I insist you let me phone my husband immediately." The tall man stepped up to the angry woman and slapped her once across the face, so hard it knocked her to the floor. Standing over her, he spoke sternly and in perfect English. "You listen to me. Here you are no one. You are not in your precious sovereign base area, or even in southern Cyprus. You are in Turkey. I am police commander here, and you belong to me." Arabella stayed on the floor and looked up at the man. Suddenly she realised how serious their position was. She hadn't told anyone where they were going, and as the man said, the British government had no jurisdiction here anyway. It could take the embassy months to get them out. The man snapped something in Turkish, and one of the younger men passed him a small bag. He upended it on the table, and a small pile of white powder ran out. "This was in your daughter's handbag," he said. Arabella glanced at the younger woman, who was silently shaking her head in denial. He continued, "Possession of illegal substances is a very serious crime in Turkey." He said a few more words in Turkish, and Arabella was dragged to her feet. "As with all drug smugglers, you must be properly searched." He folded his arms and looked the mature woman up and down. "Now, strip."